Have you ever been stuck trying to find out what to focus on in your life? And perhaps even feel that you don't have a purpose? On today's episode, I'll be providing some actionable tips on how you can uncover what those are in just one day. So stay tuned. Don't have to wait until you reach financial independence to start enjoying your life. You can do that much earlier and start living a life that you love and that's true to you. Welcome to Freedom Before FIRE. Using FIRE and life design techniques, we help you create freedom on your way to FIRE instead of waiting until you're retired to do the things that light you up. I'm your host Greg, a FIRE movement and life design enthusiast. If you're itching to get freedom now, then let's do this. So on this episode, we'll be discussing the importance of knowing your life goals and how this can help you define your purpose. I'll be taking you through some practical exercises that you can do today. We can literally do these together, step by step, which will help you get closer to your purpose. You will then have a concrete list of life goals you can dive deeper into as you go along in your journey. Okay, so before we jump in, I'd just like to apologize in advance for any background noises you may hear. We're currently traveling in a tropical island of the Philippines called Bohol. It's one of our favorite islands in the world. The only drawback for recording podcasts is that it's quite a provincial island, so you might hear like loud roosters, dogs barking, or birds chirping in the background. But hopefully it adds to the audio ambience and it doesn't distract. So again, apologies for that in advance. So to start off, there's something I'd like to share that I've experienced when it comes to life goals. So sometimes when I'm trying to like clear my old files on my laptop, I do stumble onto some old life goals that I wrote years ago. What's really cool to see is that I've actually achieved some of those goals that I wrote down before, which is a good reminder actually to myself and, you know, good reminder of how far I've actually come. Not that I have any like lofty goals of being a billionaire with a mansion or anything like that, but ticking off goals that to me are really meaningful. A bit of a side note here, I can't remember exactly where I heard it, but someone said that wherever you are on your journey, there's always someone in the world that would wish that they were in your position. I'm sure I probably butchered that saying, but I think that you get the point. Again, that's a bit of a side note, but a good one to remind ourselves of what we've already achieved. Plus, gratitude is an antidote for negative emotions. Anyway, I digress. So, going back to my old goals, some goals I wrote are either redundant or I'm still working on, like losing weight, for example, which always sneaks and finds its way on my life goal somehow. And that goal, by the way, is like the toughest nut to crack. And it's actually a work in progress until now. Anyway, what I have noticed, though, is that at the very least, goals align your trajectory in the general area that you're supposed to arrive at. So to use a geographical analogy, sometimes it may not always pinpoint your destination to the exact house in a particular street, but at least it will get you in the correct neighborhood. So it will get you in the general area that you want to be in. You then just have to do a little digging around, maybe asking a few people for some directions, you're asking a few locals, and you may even go down some dead ends. But hopefully and eventually you'll end up at the actual house that you were looking for. And that's kind of how I see life goals. So I'll give you an example. One of the goals I wrote in my 20s was to live abroad, outside of the UK and somewhere warm. So later in my early 30s, I ended up moving to the Philippines, which is where I'm originally from, and a dream come true for me. So I started working as an expat. Weird, right? I was an expat in my country of origin. Philippines is amazing, by the way. That's a bit of a tourism plug for my country. It does have a tropical climate, has awesome people, awesome fruit shakes and postcard type beaches. And I'm still actually living here till now. Anyway, after writing that as a goal, throughout my journey, I just made decisions at critical stages that helped me to get there. So, for example, making the decision to work for a global company that actually has like an office branch in the Philippines, then just one thing led to another, and ultimately I landed an opportunity to work abroad in the Philippines branch of that company, of that global company. So in my view, it's truly awesome, like the power of writing your own goals down. It just helps you throughout your journey make like the right decisions at the right time. Okay, so getting into the meat of this episode, when we think of life vision or life goals, some people might think, oh, that's boring, I can't be arsed with that, or I'll just wing it, or I'll just go ahead and start that business or start a YouTube channel because others are doing it. But before jumping into anything, I do urge you to really set aside time to think about this, write it down and actually, you know, make it part of your daily routine to review them and be conscious of them every day. So the risk of not identifying your life vision and your long-term aspirations could be like climbing a really long ladder, but only finding out when you eventually reach the top that it was leaning on the wrong wall, or something like climbing a mountain and realizing when you reach the top, it wasn't the view you wanted to see. It wasn't the view that you were expecting, but rather it was like overlooking some sort of barren landscape. Another point to remember is that other than knowing the what, i.e. what goals are we aiming for, it's even more important to know the why. So the why behind the goal. For example, is it that we want more time freedom to do our hobbies or spend more time with our friends and family? Or is it a change of career or perhaps you want to start a business? Your why, and a deep and sincere why, by the way, will also keep you going when like times are tough and when you really want to throw in the proverbial towel and watch Netflix or something. For most of us, this FI journey is like, it's a long game. And just like all big achievements, they do take time and daily commitment. But as long as you know why you're doing it, you'll find a way to pull through day in and day out. This why factor will be part of the exercises we'll go through in a minute. Okay, so some of you might say, but Greg, I have no clue what I want in life, or Greg, I have no idea what my purpose is. Then I say perhaps your purpose is actually to find out what it is. And that, my friend, is something you can try and find out today. Like right now, in the next few minutes. So, of course, there's a longer process to figuring out your life purpose, but that could take quite a while. Generally, it might involve some weeks and months of contemplating, experimenting, and testing things out. But since I know you're busy and this is just one episode, we can at least get the ball rolling today. So here's an exercise you can do on a weekend morning or before or after work when you have around 1 or 2 hours. Okay, so here's the exercise. As for the equipment that you might need, a pen and pad would be perfect. You know, that little plastic cylinder thing with ink in it and those thin rectangular white sheets in a stack. Yes, a writing pen and a notepad. I'm sure you remember what those artifacts are. It's what I like to use actually when I'm doing any form of brain dumping or journaling. I do like to physically write things down. But feel free to use an app or something on your phone or your laptop, whatever works for you. Okay, so this exercise involves a set of 5 questions. You'll need to complete each question within 5 minutes. So 5 questions, 5 minutes each. You can always come back to them another time, but I do urge you to have a bit of a deadline. You can use a timer on your phone if you want. The time deadline makes you come up with ideas in the spur of the moment, and the first few thoughts are usually some of the things that we really want. So I do urge you to try, at least in the first instance, to have a deadline. Then, you know, you can revisit your answers later and tweak a few things as you need. And by the way, you can pause after each question to give you time to answer some of the questions that we'll go through in a minute. All right, so here we go. Get your pen and pad, have your writing materials ready. We're going to start with the questions. So question number one is around long-term goals. So for this question, I want you to list down all of your long-term, your future, your someday goals, big or small. All the things that you really want to do, be, or have in your lifetime, and try not to hold back. Spend 5 minutes bullet pointing these, and there's no limit to the number of bullets you write. Then spend maybe 1 or 2 minutes to quickly review them and make any corrections or tweaks. So, just some examples to get the mind going and get the juices flowing is, say for example, you wanted to build a successful startup from scratch, you wanted to reach maybe its financial independence, want to have a certain number of grandchildren, or want to be financially free, or maybe you want to undertake a really long voyage or travel or do some sort of pilgrimage. Whatever comes to mind, just write it down. Okay, so you can pause it here to complete this question if you want. Okay, over to question number two. So this is around your 3 to 5 year goals. So on this one, I'd like you to list out all the things that you want to do, be, or have over the next, say, 3 to 5 years. And again, don't hold yourself back. Spend around 5 minutes bullet pointing these, then briefly review and tweak for another 1 or 2 minutes. So to get the juices flowing. Some examples could be things like maybe you'd like to lose weight, maybe get a six pack, travel to exotic destinations on your bucket list, get married maybe, have a certain number of children, get a qualification in something, for example. So just write down whatever pops out of your head, whatever pops out of your heart and your mind. Okay, so you can pause it here to write down your answers to this question. Okay, so question number three. So this one is around 1 year left goals. Okay, so this one needs a bit of creative imagination, but let's just say for this exercise, you were told you only have 1 year left to live. What would you do? So you might notice that your answers would be a bit different from the last two questions because there's some, you know, there's more of a sense of urgency this time. So again, in 5 minutes, list out all the things that you'd like to do in that year. Just list out like the first things that come to mind and don't think too much about it. Try not to self-edit as you go. Okay, again, to get the juices flowing, some examples could be maybe it's traveling the world, plan a crazy trip with the family, go skydiving, go to that music festival, go camping with friends, go to that restaurant you always wanted, or even ask that girl or boy out that you like on a date or something. Anyway, spend 1 to 2 minutes just to do any tweaks after. Okay, so you can pause it here just to write down your answers again. All right, over to the next question. Question number four. This is around your ideal day. You know, what would you do from the moment you wake up until you go to bed? You can also write brief notes on what your ideal week would be, ideal month would be, or even a year could look like if you had a bit more time. Again, spend 5 minutes just jotting down your ideal day and what that would look like. So in terms of some examples, you know, maybe it's you wake up really early, maybe you do some yoga, you work only part-time, maybe 3 or 4 hours, then you cook a homemade meal, go for a walk or hike, meet up with friends, spend time with the kids, maybe read a book, do a sports activity, then you journal, then you go into your nighttime routine. That's just a really rough example, but just make sure that it's something that you'd love to do yourself. So again, after 5 minutes of jotting what these are, do spend maybe 1 or 2 minutes to do any tweaks or corrections. Okay, so again, you could pause it here to write down your answers for this question. So onwards to the fifth and final question, and this one is around forecasting your regrets. Okay, so on this last question, this one will be about forecasting what regrets you think you might have in life if you didn't do them. You can even visualize this part, which I actually recommend. So for this one, you can close your eyes. If it's safe to do so, if you're driving or something like that, please don't do that. And do imagine maybe you're on your rocking chair, on your porch later on in life, and then you're looking out at the fields. Now, contemplate, what things in life would you regret not doing? Okay, so again, don't hold back. Just write down whatever comes to mind. Give yourself 5 minutes to bullet point all the things that spring to mind. So some examples could be maybe, you know, would you regret not spending time with family, regret not having a healthier lifestyle, regret not educating enough on a subject, maybe you regret that you work too much in the office or whatever it may be. So again, after 5 minutes of putting that down, spend another 1 to 2 minutes to tweak and make any corrections. All right, so again, you could pause it here just to give yourself time to write down your answers. All right, so hopefully you've got your answers to all of the 5 questions. So this next part is around just reviewing and refining your answers. So for this one, you can take a quick break, maybe go for a walk, prepare a meal, get some air, just get away from your notepad or your gadget where you're writing your notes. And then after you've had that quick break, come back to your list. You should have a list of bullets now for each of the 5 questions. Read all of the things that you wrote down, and for each of the question, just highlight the most important ones to you personally. So the ones that you want to prioritize and things that you really, really want to do in life, just highlight them. You can use another color pen to highlight, maybe circle them, put a tick next to them, a smiley face, or whatever tickles your fancy. The key thing here is to just highlight all the most important items on your list. So now when you're looking back at your list, you should have obviously your answers to all of the 5 questions, and then also all of the items that you've highlighted that mean the most to you personally. Now, the next step is I'd like you to create a new list, but put in that list all of those absolute most important life goals that you highlighted earlier and just list those out. And then I want you to place them into categories. So for example, a category could be health, another category could be personal finance, or work or business related, social or something like that. Just put all of your most important life goals that you highlighted earlier into certain categories. Now, after this, you should have a list of all the most important things that you'd like to achieve in your life, but you've placed them into categories now. So you should have a visual of all the things that are important to you placed into these sort of category buckets. Now, earlier, we did talk about the importance of not just knowing the what, but the why behind the goal. So to put the cherry on top, you could write a one-liner of your why against each of the goals that you have written. So this gives you a reminder of why this is important for you and for you alone. All right, so there you have it. You now have a categorized list of all the life goals that mean the most to you and that you could go and aim at going forward. You should also have written down the why for each of these goals and why this is important for you. That, again, should help you push through even when, you know, you don't really feel up for it and maybe you just want to relax and chill. That why will help you push forward. Okay, so my hope is that when you're looking at this list, it already gives you a sense of purpose because your purpose will now be to try to achieve those things on your list. So my recommendation is to test out some of the things on your list to see if they stick and actually light you up. You can make mini experiments. Some of the life goals you write may just be like theoretically something that we want to do, but it's always good to physically experience it in some way to see if they are truly the things that you'd love to do going forward. And then, you know, you can always course correct as you go, and that's the beauty of life. You can always change things as you go along the journey and remove the things that don't seem to stick. Okay, before we wrap up, there's one thing to remember, and that's our purpose and life goals can always change over time. You don't have to try to find, you know, this one amazing thing in your life and it's set in stone and that's it. Your purpose may evolve in different stages of your life, or your opinions and thoughts about things may change as you progress through life. Either way, the best thing to do is to be conscious of it instead of living on autopilot. You know, live your life by design, which, my friend, you're doing right now by listening to this episode. So well done you. Okay, so just to recap what we discussed today. Number one is the importance of having a life vision and life goals. It gives your life some direction and purpose. The second one was the exercise that we've done and you can do in, let's say, 1 to 2 hours. So it's 5 questions and 5 minutes each. And these were the 5 questions. Question number one, what are your long-term goals or your someday goals in the future? Question number two was, what are your 3 to 5 year goals? Question number three was, what are your 1 year left goals? Question number four is, what is your ideal day or month or year? And the fifth one was regret forecasting. So asking yourself, what do you think you would regret not doing in your life? Then it was around reviewing and refining the goals, highlighting the most important goals, creating a new list that has been categorized into buckets. But one of the most important things we talked about was for each of your most important goals is listing down your why for each of those important goals. And that why being like the fuel behind those most important goals to help you push through when times are tough. So then the third part is at the end of this, you should now have a list of priority goals bunched into categories to aim at and take action on daily. If you think this episode would help a friend, please don't hesitate to share it with them. The show notes can be found at freedombeforefire.substack.com. If you have a question or want to connect, feel free to send me an email at freedombeforefire@proton.me. That's freedombeforefire@proton.me. If you found this show useful and want to be notified of future episodes, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple via the show's main page or on whatever app you're using right now. And lastly, if you've just learned one good thing that will help you in your journey and you want to help us out here, please do leave a 5-star rating on your podcast player app. If you're using Apple Podcasts, you can even leave a nice review by scrolling to the bottom of the podcast page. That would help us out loads. And just remember, practice gratitude, live life by design, and do things that make you smile. You got this.